Good morning, Northwest. I'd like to start today with a little bit of history. On September 2nd, 1666, a small fire broke out in a bakery shop in London, England. It burned for 4 days, and this fire grew, and eventually it consumed 80% of the city of London, earning it the name the Great Fire of London. And the devastation was so vast, so devastating, so complete, that the city had to completely rethink how it would be could be better prepared for such a large-scale disaster in the future. So a whole new series of laws were passed in England. One law required that homes have a certain number of buckets and ladders present. Another law required that residents of homes participate in hand-to-hand bucket brigades whenever a fire were to break out. And then another law was passed that allowed for the incorporation of an entirely new kind of business, a business that could underwrite property and provide financial compensation in the case of damage or loss. Anybody know what kind of company this was? Very good, an insurance company. It was called the Insurance Office for Houses, established in 1681. And the need for insurance arose from the need for assurance. Because we live in a world where fires start, where accidents happen, and where illness strikes, sometimes quite suddenly. And there's something in all of us that needs, that longs, that craves for security, that needs to know that we're safe. And we live in a sort of a safety-first sort of culture. We want safe homes in which to live. We want safe cars in which we can drive. We want safe food that we can eat. And I recently saw an advertisement for protective safety hats for infants once they're old enough to crawl. And you can actually buy these. I think we have an image today of what this looks like. Yep. All right. And if you purchase one of these, we have people that will pray for you right after the service in the foyer. Crazy world. But while we have learned a lot, I think, about how we can better provide for our physical safety, we've learned a great deal. We hear a great deal about how to protect our bodies. I don't think we always understand, and I don't think we even really think about very often, what makes our soul safe. So these past few weeks, we've been in this series called Soulology, studying the nature of the soul, studying the needs of the soul. And we've looked at how your soul is the deepest part of who you are and the most important part of who you are. And one of your soul's basic needs is the need for security, the need to feel safe. And the writer of the book of Hebrews says this in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Listen to what he says. Hebrews 6, verse 19 is the first part of that verse. It says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." Let's pray. Eternal God, Almighty Father, Almighty God who always has and always will be, Father, we praise you this day. We praise you for the incredible God that you are. Father, that you see all things and that your eye is on the sparrow, your eye is certainly on us. And Father, we thank you that unique among all your creatures, Lord, that you formed us and you breathe life into us. You breathe souls into us. And Father, we thank you that we have this life in you. And Father, we hear the scripture that your desire is that we would anchor our souls in you. And Father, we can hear that and we can read that, but Father, we ask for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit today. God, that you would show us what that really means in terms of how we live day to day. What does it mean to anchor our souls in you? Father, we ask that you would speak and that you would give us ears to hear your voice. God, we wait on you. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, the Bible says in Hebrews 6, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. And part of what this means, part of what this verse is telling us, is that your soul needs an anchor. It needs something secure on which it can stand and from which it can thrive. And this primarily has to do with the goodness of God and how he made you. In fact, in the book of Genesis, we discover that we were made to find our security in a God who provides. Your soul is designed to find safety and security in a God who provides. And God did not just create us and then send us out on our merry way. That's not how it happened. He provided us with a place to live, with food to eat, with beauty to enjoy. He provided us with relationships so that we can experience love and intimacy. And he provided us with work to go do, to give us a break from love and intimacy. We are made to find security in a God who truly provides. And actually, if you look close at that account, if you look closely at how God created us, you will find that God basically stops and points our attention to how well it is that he's providing for us. If you have your Bible, look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Genesis 1, verse 29 says there, "Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food." And in the NIV translation, that's the translation I'm preaching from today. In the NIV translation, there's an entire word that is missing from the text. A word that is in the original Hebrew that is not in the translation that I just read. And that word should be translated as see. And it should come right before where it says, I give. So this verse should actually read, a more accurate translation would be, "Then God said, see, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth." And that word see is a translation of the Hebrew word hene. Let's try saying that. Hene, all right. Hene is a word that is used to interrupt the flow of the narrative. It sort of stops the account, and it basically says, wait, stop, check this out. You have to see what I'm doing. And this expression, it gets used over and over throughout Scripture. And it's used by God to draw our attention to the way in which he wants to provide for us. This word is used when God wants to show us, here's how I want to provide you with soul security. For example, when Noah and his family had been in the ark for over a year, Genesis 8:13 tells us, Noah then removed the covering from the ark. And again, it's not in the NIV, but in the original Hebrew, there's that word hene. Noah then removed the covering from the ark, and see, the surface of the ground was dry. As if to say, don't you see? Don't you see what I've done? God is providing for you. Over a year in a boat, all this water, and see, God has given you dry ground. Or when Abraham was about to sacrifice his son Isaac, and God stops him. Genesis 22:13 says, Abraham looked up and saw there in a thicket, again,